Did you know that 1 out of 3 Americans do not have sufficient savings to cover unexpected expenses? The idea of saving money can be an intimidating concept for some. Having money saved and available can provide security in the event of an emergency and even reduce stress in everyday life. I'm Kylie Ludwig, Family Consumer Science Agent with K-State Research and Extension's Walcott District. Today we're going to talk about how to save money when money is tight. Start with a goal and focus. Do you have an emergency fund? Having one will create less stress, and in the event of an unexpected expense, you will be covered. You may have something you want to pay off or you'd like to buy, a vacation you might want to take. Set your goal and try these tips to help you reach it. Try to add at least 1% of your income to your emergency fund if you're just starting out. Any more is just an added bonus. Save on energy by unplugging electrical gadgets and adjust the thermostat when you're sleeping or away also saves money. Track your spending for a week and then a month. Find the places you can instantly save money in the next month. Track your spending again. Did you save money in the second month? Reevaluate your grocery list. The average family can waste over $600 per year with groceries they throw out. If you don't meal plan, now's a great time to start. Only buy what's on your list, shop the specials, use coupons, and cook out of your pantry. Cooking on a rotation can also allow you to buy in bulk and save. Saving a substantial amount of money can take time. Be consistent and get into the habit of saving money each month. For your Walcott Extension District, this has been Kylie Ludwig with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.